ngesikhathi sembiko yenu.
Ngibulise lapha emsakazweni kamasipongwenya lapha eGoli. Ngidabuka ndabuka ePlan 3M Pandeni. Andanze ukuphikisana la ma-analyst then emsakazweni lapho uMabhena lalo omunye ubaba okhuluma eseblowe analyst ena. Indaba yeNATO le Russia. INATO ayikazi yaba yi-threat ku-Russia. Ngicabanga ukuthi iNATO isizathu ikhona namhlanje kunxa yokuthi ivikele labo abalezandla ezimfitshane abangakhoni ukuzilwela lokuzivikela esikhwageni lesikholo leso esibizwa ukuthi ayiRussia. Ungabheka amazwe ase-Eastern Europe lapho abaleka ngena kunatho kungenxa yokuthi ngoba saba isikhwaga lesi abathi nguRussia. Bazibona bengavikelekanga kuRussia ngoba iRussia injongo yayo ukuthi ibuyele lona la mazwe abiza kuthiwa yi-17 kudala iyabambe ngodli angene ngaphansi kwayo. Yikho nje sibona impi yase-Ukraine namhla yinjongo yeRussia laphana, hhayi ukuthi heyi NATO i-threat kwatintini. IRussia ifuna ukuthi ithathe umbuso ikhiphe laba abasembusweni e-Ukraine ifake i-puppet government yayo. Yikho okudala bekuzama behluleka, manje bayibona ukuthi into yabo angeke iyenzeke. Yikho sebezama ukuthi balwe ukuthi babasuse i-government ekhona manje eyase-Ukraine. Injongo sisizwile besithi baqaliberate abantu base-Ukraine, kodwa ngizibuza ukuthi ubaliberate kanjani abantu abangakufuniyo? Ngoba kuyabona ise-Ukraine ukuthi bayizonda lokuyizonda iRussia, ngisho lalaba abakhulumisa iRussia abayifuni.
Sanibonani Ntunga, liyaphila? Hayi, thina siyaphila. Ntunga, zamani ufundisa abantu nxa bekhuluma ku-Studio 7. Libatshele i-Studio 7 asiyo yokuthethisa abantu. Abanye basuka babe sebethathe ngani umsakazo lowo ngowabo. Kanti mina liyabalisanza inhlelo lezi ukuthi zibe ngezomuntu wonke. Abanye zigcina sengani sezibaninki isinhliziyo lokuthi bakhulume ngayo. Ngoba uyafica abanye sebeyenza ungani ukuthiwa ngiyawo. Ekhuluma okwakhe yabe efaka inhlamba. Kulokuthi afake imibono ezwakalayo ukuthi yena ufuna kube njani elizweni. Hhayi, ufunga ukuthi ubani yinja. Ubani ngabe uyabulawa, ubani ngabe kuyabuye amabhomba, abantu bachaye izulu. Zinhlamba zonke leziyani. Kanti thina siyaba singafuni kube njalo. Veke izizathu la ukuthi wena ufuna ukuthi ilizwe nxa libusa libuse njani. Nxa wena usiyapha ngokukhuluma inhlamba, pho usasa nxa usubusa, uyabasubusa uhlezi phezu kwenduku. Abantu bapha ngokulalela wena bangasoze baphendule. Ngendlela oyabe uyiyo yona lokubuseni uzaba njalo, awuyi kutshintsha.
Salubonani basakazi be-Studio 7, bingelele labalaleli. Mina nginombono lapho ukuthi kanti lo mbuzo engizibuza wona ukuthi kanti amaholi bethu abangama-members laphana ephalamende, amalungu ephalamende, imithetho eyinye abasuka beyibhasisa lo Minister of Finance osuka eyibhasisa basuka beyihluzisile sibili, bayibona ukuthi into elengqondo silwezi beyenza ibe ngumthetho noma ibe i-benefit for bona or bazicabangela bona bodwa. Ngoba sizothiwa bapasise ukuthi bona njengamalungu ephalamenti bangathenga izimoto ngaphandle kwelizwe ezemali elingana ne-$60,000. Sibuye simangale ngoba sizothiwa imali abayiholayo incane, bayakhala ngeholo labo bathi lincane kakhulu. So lo mthetho uzobanceda kanjani ma kuyukuthi bona umholo wabo vele umncane ulingana ne-$2,000 or $200? So umthetho lo usuwupase njani?
Salubonani, salubonani basakazi baka-Studio 7. Okhuluma ngo-Jay Moyo. Hayi, lapha basakazi ngilenhlupho la. Hhayi, kunini nithumela ama-audio, ayikho le audio yame-1 esabalo. Angazi olokhu inamba leya lisayisebenzisi mna lokhu ngirekhode entweni engasebenzi. Hhayi, ngiyacela limphumele egcekeni ukuthi uhamba njani.
Salubonani, salubonani ku-Studio 7, basakazi bethu nonke ku-Studio 7 nabalaleli be-Studio 7. Okhulumayo ke lapha ngumdala uKhumalo ngilana eGoli bakwethu. Bengithanda ke lamhla ukuthi mphawule ngalokho okukhulunywa ngabahlaziyi ababheka ukuthi kungani abantu bengayivota. Bethi abantu abasafuni ukuvota, abantu sebakhala ngokuvota. Ngibona lokho akulona iqiniso. iqiniso ukuthi bona abahlazi yilaba abekho on the ground ebantwini. Akukho lula baba bobaba labomama ukulungisa izincwadi ezimbabwe kusukela nje encwadini zokuzalwa kusiya kuma birth certificate kusiya esithupheni. Akulula, akulula, kuzima kakhulu. Ene ngapha kumele udinge ukudla. Isibonelo ngami nje, ngangine birth certificate encane kumele ngishintshele ku birth certificate enkulu kwaze kwadingeka ukuthi ngiye Harare ngiyoyithatha khona. So emuntwini ongenamali zonke lezo nhlelo ukuthi azaza finyelele ukwenza yonke leyo nto mbona ukuthi kungaphezu kwamandla. Abantu bayafisa ukuvota kakhulu, that's why ubona kuma star rallies enziwayo kusiba labantu abaningi kakhulu. Abantu laba abaningi ubuningi babo abarejistana, bayafisa ukurejista, bayafisa ukuvota, kodwa indlela yokuthi uthole zonke lezo yincwadi akukho lula.
Salubonani, salubonani bangani bami, salubonani hlobo zonke na Studio 7 abasakazi abahle. Hayi, ngithi ngigqugquzele lokho engangihlezi ngikhuluma ngakho, ngithi mina abantu sihlupheka ngezithupha, bangani bami elingelazithupha lamabhedi. Mina engangikhuluma ngithi angilalutho. Hayi, asambeni emnyango wama-ofisi bangani bami, asambeni, asambeni ngobuningi. Uhulumeni usecegise kakhulu ubuzimade sikuthole ma-homeaffairs, asambeni siyothatha izithupha bakwethu. Lami ngikhuluma nje senginaso isithupha, sengingumuntu lami ongangithola ngiphethe isithupha kathesi. Hayi, ngiyabonga, ngiyambonga ukhombethi itim nangakho kwadoda. Hhayi, elisebenzi nje wena osolayo sola asali, kodwa iqiniso ukuthi sondela ubone ukuthi isithupha lebheda ngeke ukuthathe yini. Hhayi, asambeni bakwethu, asambeni siyothatha, asambeni. Mina ngikhuluma nje ngempela, yena engangikomplena kakhulu mpela, ngicela ukuthi ngabe ubaba u-Edim nangakho uyaceba, uyasicekisela ukwenzela ukuthi sithole lathini isifanelo. Hhayi, usecekisile bakwethu, cekisile, cekisile ikhehle elidala, kulanto esingayenza bakwethu. Asambeni ngokuningi siyethatha, asambeni sibili, lingayisabi, akulalutho la. Mina ngithi maybe kuzaba zima mhlawumbe, siyathatha. Hhayi, ngithethe kahle sibili khona phecezu, lami ngithethe kahle mpela, sengumuntu ophilayo. Ngiyabonga ama-Studio 7 umsakazi wonke abasifakazela wona, abasincedisa ngawo. Ngibonga kakhulu ngokukhulumayo ngupamona ungwenya ngikhona phecezu bona.
Ngiyabingelela kunamhlanje, ngingumfo kamafu endaweni yaseNyathi. Ngizothanda ukuphawula nje kancane kule ndaba ethinta i-transport. Uhulumeni kwafuna ukuthi abonelele ukuthi le nto ayenzakalayo ukuthi i-transport kube yinto enzima ukuthi zitholakale, ukuthi abantu bahambe baye emadolobheni lapho abaphanda khona nalapho abasebenza khona. Njalo kube sekusiba ukuthi idola litshone phansi livumbuke, litshone phansi livumbuke. Lokho kucaca ukubala nje ukuthi ayikho into ayigwanisayo azoyenza. And le nto izosisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba izihlobo zethu zobe zisiyaza umsebenzi, abanye bayathengisa, but right at the end abanawo umsebenzi total. Kodwa-ke kunzima khona-ke. Okunye okufanele kwenzeke, siyacela ukuthi amapolisa maweme ukuxatshanisana nezimoto ezilayitshe abantu. And lokho abantu bakwenziswa indlala esiswini, ngoba kuthiwa indlala isusisele esigangeni lingele ekhaya liyocela ukudla, linzinze libe umuntu oqondileyo. Lokho kubuhlungu kakhulu ngokuba uma sikukhangela kumanje ama-transport kodwa laba bantu bamawanda fithi babazamayo ukuthi bathatha abantu bababeke. Ngokwenzeka lokhu kade kusenzeka bekuba ngcono kakhulu, ngoba abantu they keep on doing their jobs nanoma bekuba nzima, kodwa bebekhona khona ngalokho okuncane bafake isinkwa etafuleni. In other words, they have to make maybe a plan to create up the space for those people like abasebenzisa izimoto ezincinci ezifana nokuthi zingathi amawanda fithi nabo Granvia nezinye nje imoto. They have to ukuthi bazisayine ngaphansi kwenye inkampani. If they can't do that, vele as long as kusasenjalo basezoqhubeka abantu belayisha, ngoba indlala yiyona ebenzayo ukuthi bazibagcine sebesesimeni esikanjalo. It won't be solved without a solution, but the other thing that they have to do, they have to try to make maybe a figure to them ukuthi bazobafaka ngaphansi kwenye inhlanganiso. If they can't do that, I don't think ukuthi kusazoba nzima kakhulu. And uhulumeni makayeke ukuhlukumeza abantu, ethumelela amasosha akhe noma amapolisa akhe kuthiwa makaxeshanisa abantu kufinjisa indlela. Lokho kuzoba into enzima kakhulu, ngoba umuntu siyazi ukuthi nga-straight yena senzeni, kodwa ngolunye usuku nathi sizofuna ukuzilwela.
abalaleli be Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318.